is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Please stand together as we sing hymn 170, One Day. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they left him alone in the garden. One day he rested from suffering free. Angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely. live forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. If you'd like to greet one another with a 360 wave.
Well, good morning again. I'm grateful you're worshiping with us on this Labor Day weekend. We're trying the camera from the back, and I have picture, but I'm not getting things out to the world, so I'm panicked back there. So please pray that will come back up. It all worked fine this week, but that's kind of the way technology decides to do things. A couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. Linda Kreger's brother-in-law, Bill Molitor, has been moved to hospice, so we need to pray for that family as he has been undergoing cancer treatments and such, and it looks like his time is drawing to a close. Continue to pray for Bonnie Uris's brother, Kenny, and he's had continued to go through therapy but had some hiccups this week, so we need to pray for him. Also, Verna Becker, let me know that her daughter Cheryl is in the hospital here in Miller, so we'll pray for her. I talked to Andrew Elliott this week, and they continue to ask for prayer for the raising of support. They have a couple of appointments in Colorado coming up. They're at about a quarter of their support that they need, so we'll continue to pray for them. And then also June Ohm had hip surgery this week, as well as Brenda Christensen in recovery from her hip surgery. Are there other requests? Yes, Stacy.
My nephew Dalton Hinden is going in for open heart surgery October either 7th or 9th. They're going to repair the valve in his heart. And then if everything goes the way it's supposed to, 3 months later they're going to go in and he's going to have his aorta repaired.
So Stacy's request is for her nephew, Dalton Hinman. We've prayed for him over the years with his heart struggles. It looks like he will be going in October 7th or 9th for another open heart surgery to repair the valves in his heart. How old is Dalton now?
Seven or eight.
So he is, it is definitely a miracle, the quality of life that he has had. And so the surgeries are to help keep that going. And then if things go well, the October surgery, then in 3 months, they'll do surgery on his aorta as well to maybe keep him out of the emergency room for years to come. So other requests? Yes, Faye.
I'm having cataract surgery on the 16th in Aberdeen.
So Faye is going to be having cataract surgery. Is this the first or second?
First
one. Okay, so you probably will get another. Yes. There's several that understand the process that you'll go through, but we will be praying that things will go well, that they'll be complication-free. So in Aberdeen. Any others? Greg. So Greg's mom, Donna, was in the hospital for a couple of days, but she is back home, and they will be running tests. She's issues within the digestive system, and so looking for what may be bleeding, either stomach or colon. So we'll pray for wisdom for the doctors and continued healing for her. Other requests? Well, Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our day today, for the opportunity we have to come and worship you, for the blessings that you give us, and the reminder of today as we celebrate communion of the work that your Son accomplished for us on the cross. It is humbling to know that you as our God, knowing that we could not come to you, you came to us. And as we are reminded throughout the service that Jesus came willingly, that he put aside his own position and power to walk among us, to demonstrate to us how you would live, how you touched lives, but ultimately how your Son came to die, and as we sang, that through his life he loved us, through his death we are justified, through his resurrection that we have power to live a new life, and that he is seated at your right hand. Father, I lift up our requests of today. One for technology, that we figure out the bugs, that we can bring those that are watching and waiting online, that we can get to them. Father, we also lift up Linda Kreger's brother-in-law, Bill, to you, and that you would be an ever-present help during this time, that you would bring peace of mind and heart to the family and to Bill. And Father, we lift up Bonnie's brother Kenny to you and continued healing as he goes through the process of physical therapy with a couple of the hiccups this week, that you would give him strength, give the doctors wisdom. Father, we also lift up for healing June and Brenda as they recover from hip surgery, that you would touch their bodies. For others that have looking at surgery, we pray for Faye, as she has cataract surgery scheduled, that you would be healing, that she would not have any complications through the process, but also give her patience as the process unfolds in the next several months. Father, we lift up Verna's daughter Cheryl in the hospital, that you would heal, to give the doctors wisdom, that you would give peace of mind and heart to Verna, that her daughter's in good hands. We also pray for Dalton Hinman and his upcoming surgery, that you would use the hands of the doctors and the surgical staff to heal his body. We pray that you would protect his life, but also through these surgeries, help him to have even better quality of life. We just thank you for the miracle that he is, and that he demonstrates each day that you are still and always will be the great physician. Father, we lift up the Elliots and their support needs, that you would continue to help connect them to others that will come alongside of them to support, that you would be with them as they have had a couple of weeks of school under their belt, and as Andrew works with the residential life staff, that you would, especially the men's dorms, that you would help him have wisdom in all the different things that may come his way as he learns this new job. Father, we also are grateful that Greg's mom, Donna, has come home. We pray for the testing that is going to continue to happen, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and the radiology staff as they look to discover where this bleed is, that you would heal. Father, we thank you for the blessings you give us, for the trials that we face. We ask that you would help us to have perseverance. As we worship together, we thank you for the finances that you've provided for us and the ongoing gifts and offerings and tithes that you bring, that your people bring to the church. We ask that you would bless both the gifts and the givers. We ask for those that are out traveling, that you would keep them safe, help them to worship you today, wherever they are at. Father, we pray for our world, for our country. We see over and over again that the ultimate solution to the issues we face is your Son. And we see how the world tries to fix the outside, but only your Son Jesus can fix us on the inside. And so we ask that we as your church would be your representatives, your hands and feet to our world, that our country would remember its roots, but that your church would reach out and be your example. Father, we pray for our missionaries. We pray for Judy Bowman as we focus on her ministry this week and through this month, that you would help her with the planning of next year, that you would be with the different tours that she has scheduled, that you would prepare hearts for her and her team to minister to and to witness to, and that you would use her mightily in the lives of those she touches and comes in contact with, that she would lead others to Christ and plant them in churches that will disciple them. And Father, we just leave you our service in your hands today, that you would be honored and glorified in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.